first-year emergency medicine resident John Corker has just uploaded the photo. It's of a red and greenish wound on the top of a right foot.
Oh man, that looks very painful.
And it was for the patient. What you're looking at here is a badly infected foot that has to be continually washed out by surgery.
He posted this keepsake through a free photo sharing app called Figure One. Sitting on a bench outside of Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Corker scrolls down below the image to reveal...
So let's see here. It was starred by a number of people. Meaning they appreciated the image.
It's an odd thing to appreciate, but hundreds of thousands of people have created an account on Figure One. Most are doctors, like Corker, who post and review photos to learn about medical conditions and share the occasionally gruesome photo. The x-rays, lesions, tumors, and gunshot wounds are categorized by anatomy and specialty. Corker says in the emergency room, access to these images is invaluable.
If I'm able to log on to Instagram or Figure One and see a picture of something that I learned about 3 years ago in medical school that I may see in the future that if I don't recognize in the first 30 minutes of care could be harmful to the patient, that's really helpful for my learning going forward.
Unlike Instagram, Figure One requires users to remove all personal details, think faces or birthmarks, from the photos they post.
The best way to keep a secret is not to have it.
Joshua Landy, a 34-year-old critical care doctor in Toronto, co-founded Figure One.
We give them all the tools they need to be able to remove any potentially private details from the photo. There's an automatic face blocking tool that blocks out faces, tools that lets you block out patient name, date, tattoos, or other identifying marks that might be present in the photo.
And then Landy's team reviews each photo before giving the final go-ahead. Now, of course, doctors are supposed to ask for consent before snapping a photo of that amputated finger or bumpy rash, though there's some variation in what counts as consent.
We encourage all users to get consent. However, they're not restricted to using our consent form. They're permitted to use the consent form from their jurisdiction. Some hospitals require it to be done on paper, and some hospitals require it to be done just using voices instead of having it done on paper.
Doctors have been snapping photos of ailments since the birth of the camera. Classic textbooks are teeming with images of guts and brains spliced and splayed in professional lighting. In some specialties, like dermatology, sharing these photos is nothing new.
Our specialty is very visual. We diagnose and treat based on seeing, feeling, examining the skin, looking for rashes, looking for color, looking for abnormalities. And so pictures inherently are a daily part of our practice.
Dr. Simal Desai is a dermatologist in Plano. He shares images with colleagues using an app called Haiku. Haiku was created by the electronic medical record company, Epic, and it's really just for providers. Desai says there's one big advantage to sharing photos on a social media app like Figure One: instant access to a range of doctors.
Because all different specialties are represented on the app, such as cardiology and ophthalmology, it's a lot of times these images are actually transcending more than one specialty. So you can almost get like a multidisciplinary virtual consultation.
As medical file and photo sharing become ubiquitous, Desai has a few words of advice to doctors about to hit upload.
Always keep in the back of your mind, is what I'm doing in the best interest of the patient, and is this actually going to help the outcome of my patient? And if the answer to either of those is no, then you know you don't need to be involved in it.
No matter how cool that close-up of the green, glistening gallstones may be. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.